Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is good to be with you. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. This is hour number three for us. You may be joining us now. You may have been with us. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is, if you are just joining us now, we've already done 2 hours of work. And so you can go find that on the Odyssey platform. You can find it all on the Odyssey platform. Plenty of ways to listen to us, different affiliates, Sirius XM 375, wherever you get your podcast. The easiest and quickest way, because of that rewind feature, you got it on the Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to any part of the show on your convenience. And we've been talking about, I had somebody send me a message, can't wait to tune in to Bart tonight to hear him crap all over the Pacers. You heard me do no such thing. You heard me do no such thing. I have to give them their flowers. They are good. I've worked towards the acceptance stage in my grief process about them being good, but they are a good team. And once again, to our friends in Indianapolis, I did a motion where I did a face with my hands in the air, because I'm like, there's nothing. I got nothing. I got nothing. You know, when you get in these little sports rivalries and you have these little sports tiffs, you know, your fans argue back and forth with each other. We're better. No, my team's better. No, mine is. When your team just wins and does it consistently and in a pretty, I wouldn't say this was a dominant, I mean, by the score, it wasn't a dominant win, but 9 points, you controlled the whole game. You've been controlling this whole series outside of a Carl Anthony Towns explosion in the fourth the other night of game four. So game four was tonight. I was right the first time. We'll talk more on this Pacers-Knicks game coming up a little later tonight. We'll go inside the locker rooms as well. Hear from Coach Thibodeau, who I think it's fair to wonder about what a future could look like for the Knicks if they do fall in Game 5. Hear from Rick Carlisle, who's on the verge of maybe a second NBA championship with two different teams. Very few guys have ever done that. And then all of a sudden, we got to start thinking about Rick Carlisle in a whole new way, because he's kind of been at the forefront of this turnaround, missing the playoffs his first 2 years, getting to the conference finals last year, getting swept, but then now they're up 3-1 and could potentially seal it on Thursday night. It was also a big day. Tuesday was a big day. Tuesday, May 27th, a big day. If for no other reason, then it's 100 days out for another big day. And we are 100 days out from the start of the NFL season. Cowboys and Eagles is 100 days away. Maybe that feels like a long time. Maybe it doesn't. I think it's going to feel like both. I think, you know, with my AI fears, you know, who knows if we even have real football in 100 days and it's not just, you know, generated product that ends up being better. I don't know. It's escalating quickly and I'm afraid. But in 100 days, we'll have NFL football. We'll also have, in 103 days, that's Sunday, Steelers football. And the Steelers in the news and a lot of these other teams in the news as they're showing up now for these different mini camps and these different workouts and these different practices. So we're going to see, are there some holdouts maybe? We're going to see, our team's going to be spurred to make a move, Aaron Rodgers, that they haven't quite yet. And one of the guys who's kind of waiting to know if he's going to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers or not is Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph has been a starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers before. He took over for Kenny Pickett when both of them were hurt and both of them were kind of bad. He did get into the playoffs, lost that game, but did start a playoff game for Pittsburgh, spent a year in Tennessee, and has now found himself back in Pittsburgh. Mason Rudolph, I don't know what you think, like off the top of your head. This guy's been in the league since 2018. I don't know what I thought it was, but I don't think I thought it was that long. He was with the Steelers for 7 seasons, spent one with the Titans, did get some starter action. He was 1-4, but is now back with Pittsburgh and looks like he may be the starter, except for that little thing hanging there in Aaron Rodgers. Mason Rudolph had microphones in his face today, was taking it all in stride.
Well, that's nothing new to me. There's been constant noise. That is the nature of the NFL. So I am been used to that for a long time now. I'm do nothing but, you know, be the best I can be and help our team get better this spring.
I do think Aaron Rodgers will be playing football for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that seems pretty clear. That's what I've thought since day one. That's what I've been saying since day one. And I reiterate it now for a couple, day one being the first day, let's say, of free agency. I reiterate it for a couple of reasons for people that are, you know, just getting into the show or listening for the first time. I want you to know that I've been talking about this for 2 months. That I've been saying for 2 months, Aaron Rodgers will sign with a Steeler. My initial target date was August. Maybe he comes a little sooner. But it seems like he wants to skip some stuff. He told us he has personal friends dealing with things, and that's why, you know, he's got time to do. I don't even, you played audio before that thing he was at in Chicago. I don't even know what the hell that, what was that? Just some, I don't even know what that was.
It sounded like, it was courtesy of the YNK podcast, but it sounded like it was like a live recording of that podcast. And again, I've said this before, not beat this dead horse. Everyone has a podcast. It's hard to keep up with all the podcasts, and I don't care anymore. Like, you know, my grandmother has a podcast.
Yeah, I listen to it. I subscribe.
It's well, that'd really be hard good. To do because she actually doesn't have one.
Oh. Yeah, what was he at? It was like some Q&A thing. I'm bent up about this now. I gotta know. No, I'm reading an article. It doesn't really say. Okay, well,
the YNK podcast is You Know What I Mean, hosted by Mike. I need more information.
Well, why was it live in Chicago?
No clue. Mike Studd, does that name ring a bell to you?
Well, and he had time for Joe Rogan the other day.
Well, I mean, that's a name that I at least know.
I have this one guy I know. He's and when I say one, I actually saw several beat writers, some Packers, some Steelers, some Jets, or even just I saw several people that were like, just listen to all 3 hours of Rogers on Rogan. Didn't even mention football. Yeah. Well, you think he's going on Joe Rogan to break down Steelers for 45 minutes or his troubles? You think Joe Rogan cares about what happened with the Jets? They don't care. I could have told you that and saved you 3 hours of time. Come on. The other thing with Rogers and the Steelers thing, and the other thing why I keep bringing it up, because I want to take a victory lap. I want to take a victory lap because what I said was going to happen is happening. And when you do this, I say a lot of things that, yikes, wish you didn't say that. But I also say some things that are like, hey, I can feel good about it. You know, like when a weatherman nails his forecast, he feels pretty good that he was able to see some stuff and tell you what was going to happen. Now, they got models and stuff. The only model I have is 15 years of watching this guy speak and talk and act and live and breathe. But what surprised me is I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who's had an involvement or an investment in what Aaron Rodgers is up to. To see an Adam Schefter, he was pleading with different radio hosts in Wisconsin. How's it take you make your decision? Did you decide what you want for breakfast today? I mean, how is it? What? Why are you crashing out? Deciding what you have for breakfast is a decision that sometimes you don't even remember what decision you made by lunchtime. Deciding what team you're going to play for is a BFD, man. That's a big deal. Ian Rappaport's writing stuff today like, hey, maybe I don't get it. I don't get how people so connected and in the know can be surprised about this. I also don't see why they're trying to rush him back. Like, Rodgers will return. He will play for the Steelers. You will get to run those stories then. Okay? And it's going to be closer to football. You'll probably get more eyeballs. I know it'd be nice for your blue check Twitter accounts to get some engagement and to profit off of this, which Schefter's basically turned into an aggregator now. If anybody follows this guy on Twitter or you have alerts on your phone for him to break news, he ain't breaking nothing that you don't already know. He is purely in it for the clicks. I mean, you get monetized now. It used to not be that way. Now it is. So some people's habits have changed. His has. I'm just telling you. Whether it's right or wrong, you be the judge. I'm just telling you what's up. And that I would turn off my noties if I had them. So Rodgers will be a Steeler. Just not until he wants to be. And if you're the Steelers, we'll hear from Terry Bradshaw later, but if you're the Steelers, what are you going to tell them no? And do what? Start Mason Rudolph? Go to the playoffs with Will Howard? What are you going to do here? I don't know. Should you sign a guy for a year? Is it going to be more trouble than it's worth? Maybe. Do both Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers probably think that they can overcome whatever challenges are going to be in front of them and think that they can make it work? You absolutely know they do. You absolutely know that they do. The other quarterback that is being discussed today a little bit is Kirk Cousins, who was not at the start of the voluntary organized team activities. Now, Raheem Morris had said that he did not see Cousins around the facility, but he has been around a bit this spring. Zach Robinson said last week he's been here for a couple of days. Cousins has made it clear he wants to be a starter still. The Falcons have clearly moved on to Michael Penix Jr. Earlier this year, Cousins asked for and was granted a meeting with Arthur Blank, to plead his case, to be released. They did not budge. Thought there might be some sort of releasing because he was guaranteed a signing bonus. They gave him some of that. He does have a no trade clause. He's not going to be subject to any fines. The spring program is voluntary, so no fines. The mandatory mini camp, which Atlanta has scheduled for June 10 and 11, that's when fines would start being levied. But again, you're paying this guy a bunch of money. Kirk Cousins is a top 10 earner of NFL ever. I think he might take an approach of, if I have to lose him some money here to make some money there, maybe that's something that I consider doing and that I do. A trade is still possible. We thought Cleveland looked pretty likely. Well, now they got a whole mess of quarterbacks. Maybe the Steelers still look likely. Look, if Rodgers doesn't sign, you know, I maybe there's still a window for that. Or Atlanta hangs on to him and then a team loses a quarterback. Somebody's going to get hurt. It's nature of the game. Somebody with a quarterback is going to get hurt. Now, it might not be one of these top teams. I don't know if you're going to see Kirk Cousins playing games for the Buffalo Bills. I don't know if you're going to see Kirk Cousins playing games for the Philadelphia Eagles. But if there's a team that, you know, starts hot and they have a quarterback go down, you know, maybe they make a swing. Or if it's something later in the season and Kirk is still there, assuming that he shows up and doesn't just, like, peace out. The Saints need a quarterback, but they're not going to take on that money. They're already screwed with their own money. So I don't know. Maybe Cousins just rides the bench. Or maybe Michael Penix Jr. gets hurt. That was one of the things. They had two quarterbacks last year. I thought Michael Penix Jr. was day one ready to start. I also think, even though he's not great, Kirk Cousins is worthy of starting games yet in the NFL. Sometimes you have two of those guys on a team. Hey, that's not bad. That's not a bad problem to have. Teams need their backup quarterback. Break glass in case of emergency. A lot of glass gets broken throughout the year, if only for a game or two. So it can't be the worst thing in the world to have that insurance policy in your back pocket or your front pocket. We always say back, but front's fine too. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Our weekly rendition of Call or Fold coming up. Caitlin Clark is going to miss some games. What that's going to do for 2 weeks of WNBA, pun intended, fever. Want to get into that this hour and then get back into Knicks and Pacers in a little bit as well. 888-710-4ISN. We'll be back with Call or Fold. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold. It's back. I think it was here last week, but I wasn't here, so I almost don't count it. Every Tuesday here on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's good to keep up the canon of the show. It's good to do that.
Sure. Canon is spelled C-A-N-O-N, not two N's, everybody. Also, sure. I don't know why I did that. Let's start with Call or Fold, which is basically buy or sell, but much cooler, much jazzier tunes, casino theme, where Bart can call, a.k.a. buy, or fold, a.k.a. sell. And that's it. No other option. There is no other option. Because he refuses to raise, which means really buy. Bart, let's start here. Tyrese Halliburton had 32 points, 15 assists, and 12 rebounds. That's a triple-double. Without a turnover to lead the Pacers past the Knicks 130 to 121 for a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. That result makes every series in the NBA and NHL Conference Finals a 3-1 series. The Pacers have never won the NBA championship, as they last won back in the ABA in 1973. Oklahoma City would get their first championship should they advance. On the NHL side, we're one game away from a Stanley Cup Finals rematch, where that series last year went seven games between the Oilers and the Panthers. If all three win teams advance, call or fold, the Stanley Cup Finals would be more compelling than the NBA Finals.
Oh, boy. That was a long drive to get there.
Sometimes you got to burn some gas, baby.
Wow. Just from like an average Joe standpoint. I think I'm going to call
Cole.
Now, it's going to depend how they play out, obviously, but the matchup is our, like, the Panthers and the Oilers, there's a history there. They played last year. You're still looking for Canada to get their first Stanley Cup in, what are we at now, 32 years? More than that. You're still looking for Connor McDavid to get a cup. Yeah, I think that it's easily pitchable that would be more enticing. The Thunder and Pacers, if that ends up being the series, I'm really intrigued to see how the Thunder's style of play matches up against what Indiana does. Can what Indiana does, can they do it against the Thunder team that seems, I feel like they could be Pacer-proof. But I don't know. I mean, if the Thunder played the Pacers, honestly, any outcome, I would believe. Oh, the Pacers found a way to... I don't know. They sweep them. Thunder would get a couple. But I, you know, you tell me Thunder in six or seven, Pacers in six or seven, I'd believe either way. So I think it might be better But coming in, I think the NHL's more intriguing.
I'm shocked. I actually thought you would for sure go the NBA Finals way, which is why I positioned the question the way that it did. Because of how good that series was last year, I think that Panthers-Oilers one's going to be really good. Where I actually will see, I think we'll see Americans root on Canada. Because Connor McDavid is that good, like true hockey fans, I think might side with the Oilers trying to basically bring that cup home for an entire country. It's fascinating stuff. Should those two teams advance, no shots, to the Dallas Stars and the Carolina Hurricanes. As we draw closer to the Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh reality, there's one person who is not a fan of the former Packer and Jet to the Steelers. Let's listen to Terry Bradshaw ripping Rodgers when he jumped on 103.7 The Fuzz in Arkansas.
That's a joke. What? That is just to me is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California. Go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%.
I missed that the first time. Chew on bark. Call or fold, Aaron Rodgers will be embraced by Steelers fans.
What did you call the station?
103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, I thought you said The Fuzz.
No, there's definitely a B in there.
Okay, yeah. All right, we're not on, so I don't have to talk about too much, but I thought you said...
I'll go back and check the tape later.
Thanks at The Fuzz. Steelers fans will embrace him. You know, Steelers fans, I'll call. Well, it depends how it starts. You know, if you win a couple of games, I think a lot of Steelers fans will be like, oh, we didn't need this. Oh, Tomlin, you just fire him anyway. Oh, it's just going to suck. Oh, but you win a couple of games, and then, like, you're going to fall right in love with it. See, a lot of times in sports, we don't like people or we don't say we're going to root for people. And then they win and then we change our mind. By the way, the Steelers' first game is at the New York Jets. So I think the NFL knew what they were doing. And then a Sunday night game against the Packers. Come on. I'm kind of surprised that Bears game is an early start. But maybe that gets moved. But yeah. I think they will find a way to embrace him. Now, as the season goes on and they lose, they'll turn on him. But there will be a honeymoon period between Rodgers and Steelers fans. I think so. Also, Terry Bradshaw has had a good run, a good career. You know, he's going to be in Milwaukee, like, doing music. Does
what?
That make sense? Yeah.
He's a musician?
He's on tour. It's the Terry Bradshaw Show. And here, he's just in Rockford. He sings.
Huh.
I don't understand why some people, and if I live that long, and if, you know, the world hasn't gone the way of AI, if I'm 76 years old, and I don't need to do anything, I'm not going to be doing anything. I don't need to be touring the country hoping that people that remembered me playing football 50 years ago can get duped into thinking that I have a singing voice. I just don't know. Like, I saw Skip Bayless promote one of his shows again the other day, and it's like, it wasn't even like, it was Lincoln Bio. If you're 75 years old, and you're promoting my show can be found link in bio, just be retired. Just don't do it. Just be done. We've seen enough. Just be done.
Just be done. But for the love of God, just stop being on the pregame and postgame shows on Fox. Let's that ship sail. You want to sing? Fine. Just get off of Fox.
Ship.
That's
ship.
What I said.
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, no FCC violation here. If they fine us, I hope you got a big wallet, because I don't. In the NFL's quest towards world domination, One of the sacrifices is the NFL preseason. Once upon a time, it was four games, and it was three. It will inevitably be two for when the regular season expands to 18 games. They have to make sure that they take it out somewhere. And one person not here for it is Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. The past six seasons have seen the Bengals start off slow, and last year they missed the playoffs by one game. Remember, they lost to the Patriots in the first week of the season. They pretty much nuked every single survivor pool, except me, off of the face of the planet. Call or fold, reducing NFL preseason is a bad thing for teams and fans.
I'll do this one just for you, Carlos. Let's raise this one.
Oh, what a big man you are.
Oh, I feel so good.
Yeah, we don't need six preseason games like we used to have. I think three is a sweet spot for a number of reasons. 18 games is going to... We're not going to think it, but it is going to be too much. Well, you already have... People, for some reason, people think like, oh, if we have 18 games, we'll have more competitive weeks. But you have good teams and bad teams, and you're having slop games. You're just going to have another week of slop games. So the regular season will actually suffer. You got a lot of guys fighting for their jobs, and you don't let them do that much in practice, so it's still a good chance. It gives people an opportunity to get into a stadium without having to pay an arm and a leg. You know, they can do that there. And also, there's so many times where every team does it, every fan base does it, debates the preseason, should these guys play, should they not play? And then teams struggle out of the gate, and then we go, oh, September's kind of like the new preseason. As you go 1-3, you know, maybe I know there's injury risk, but there's injury risk all the time in every game you play, even non-contact. You just don't want to look stupid. It's just, you'd look stupider if you played a guy in the preseason and he got hurt than if you played a guy in week one and he got hurt. You just look stupider. So teams don't want to do it anymore because they don't want to look stupid. Sometimes maybe what's best for your team is to play these guys at least for a little bit to get some reps under their belt. Or just, you know, go raw dog into week one, whatever. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I
preseason, fine. I'm fine with what it is. And you know, it lets me ramp up too, Carlos, as a fan. I get to ramp up myself.
That's actually where I was going to say, I hate the first four games of the NFL regular season because it doesn't feel like we're there. That whole ramping up thing, it's completely made up because every game should be important and I should be hyped from Jump Street, but I'm not because I know that these teams, these players are all completely rusty because they don't practice like they used to. Forget about the preseason. They don't do two-a-days anymore. They barely do padded practices, so the first 4 weeks of the NFL regular season is the preseason. So if they want to, you know, drop the preseason games, I'm totally fine with that. But they need to start ramping up practices because the product on the field suffers. And if you think less preseason and more regular season games is helping with that, it's going to get to a point where, like, no one's going to tune in until later on in the season when people are actually in full speed. So I really hate what the NFL is doing right now. Let's move on. Shohei Ohtani became the third player in Dodgers history to reach 20 home runs in the team's first 55 games. The Japanese two-way star joined Gil Hodges and Cody Bellinger as Dodgers with at least 20 home runs in the first 55 games. Ohtani has three MVPs. He leads the league in home runs, and he was the first 50-50 player, in history after toiling 6 years with the Angels, who, by the way, they should still be in Anaheim, not Los Angeles. Ohtani has flourished and even won a World Series. Call or fold, when Shohei Ohtani's career is over, he'll be the greatest Dodger of all time.
Oh, my God. Fold?
Fold. All right, I'm going to need a name. It's like the Lakers of baseball. They got players for days.
I mean, I was going to say Jackie Robinson.
He's not a better player than Shohei Ohtani right now. I know what Jackie did, obviously. And his cultural significance cannot be minimized. He is not anywhere near the ball player Ohtani is.
Ah, greatest Dodger of all time. Kershaw?
Now we're kind of talking. But Kershaw's had years of playoff failure.
Yeah. Koufax?
That might be the one. Right now, I mean, obviously we got the rest of Ohtani's career to let play out.
Duke Snyder?
Yeah, I can get an argument with that. A Koufax one is hard to argue.
Oh, I'm going to... Did I fold already?
You did fold.
Boy. All right.
Tough question, huh?
Yeah, I'm not prepared for it.
All right, well, last one here. This was coming off of the...
Randy Wolf? Just kidding.
Yeah, probably not. Last one here, and we'll throw this as a freebie, considering we got to go to the update. Call or fold, you still believe in Joe Hendry after losing the Ring of Honor, or the TNA Championship to Trick Williams?
Call.
Cold.
I think he'll go to the WWE full time.
Yep.
Was that like, so they showed the TNA president after that and he was like pissed. That's part of the show, right?
I would think so. You saw, speaking of like former like promotions people, did you see who made their call up at WWE? Not call up. Do you see who made their debut?
Oh, Julia?
Well, no, she's making the call up. So that was a poor choice of words by me. But there's a surprise WWE debut in NXT Battleground. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, who was it?
Mike Santana.
From AEW?
Yeah. Remember Tito and Santana? Well, one half of that is now in the WWE.
Oh.
I thought it was pretty cool. Plus, he's Puerto Rican, so shameless plug for me in terms of my countrymen there. That, by the way, is call or fold.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Yeah, you talking to me about WWE's got me feeling more alive than I've felt in weeks.
I mean, it's your fault. We both watch.
Hey, we'll get that. We'll hit that in hour five tonight. A little more of that.
That Julia call-up was inevitable, by the way.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Yeah. 888-710-4ISN. Here is Marco Belletti. The Bart Winkler Show, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Caitlin Clark, for the first time in her career, is going to miss a regular season game. She played in every possible game during her 4 years at Iowa. Had not missed a game yet with the Indiana Fever. Missed a preseason game due to a quad injury. This injury is a new one. It's a left quad strain. So she's going to miss 2 weeks minimum. That would be at the Washington Mystics on May 28th, which is Wednesday. And that was a game that was actually moved to the CPG Bank Arena. Rolls right off the tongue in Baltimore. So the ticket price, because they hold about 14,000 fans, more than where the Mystics usually play, which holds about 4,000 fans. As of this afternoon, the minimum ticket price was $41 to get in. Now it's $22. So people are still probably like, hey, let's make a night of it. But they're not going to see Caitlin Clark. A home game on May 30th against Connecticut. A home game June 3rd against the Mystics. And then at the Chicago Sky, which has become a big matchup in the WNBA, and that game got moved to the United Center. The United Center, which holds about 21,000 fans. She's not going to be in that game. Tickets for that, we're going for about $86 just to get in, much less the lower level and the floor seats. And now they're down to about $25. So if you want to watch some WNBA action in a larger arena, certainly go ahead. Good value in that, but no Caitlin Clark. So we'll see how long she's going to miss. Then they're set to play the Atlanta Dream, and that game got moved as well to a bigger arena. So there's all these games where it's getting moved, and it's part of the inherent risk. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, there's nothing you can do. She's hurt. MLS and Messi kind of went through the same thing. It's like, it's a person you want to see on the road, you're not guaranteed that you're going to see them. So it is tough. I know there are a lot of people that were probably excited, but she's going to be missing a couple of weeks for the Indiana Fever. The Indiana Pacers, of course, getting a win over the Knicks, 130-121. They are up 3-1 in that series. We'll hear from Tyrese Halliburton. We'll hear from Tom Thibodeau. We'll hear from Rick Carlisle and more coming up momentarily. Right now, let's have Johnny in Atlanta say his piece. Johnny, hello.
What's going on, Bart? Man, I'm excited. We should be going to the finals right now. If we ain't getting that big mess up Sunday night.
Yeah.
We'll be in the finals. But
20-point quarter, Cat match the Pacers. I'll put in the fourth.
That would not happen again. But I would I just saying, man, it's just the way we play so fast that we do play defense because we have four – how many steals we had? Halliburton had four, but Ben Mathers had like two or three. So we play
11 steals. 11 steals.
Yeah, so we play fast that we make people turn the ball over. So we play defense. It's just we don't play half-court defense good, I don't think. But, man, we just play so fast that we put them in bad situations that they have to go to their bench and pay players that usually don't even play. So, That's one
yeah,
thing
I wouldn't,
about
I wouldn't say the Pacers don't play defense. The Pacers are like, I mean, there was one point where Nesmith was not allowing Brunson to breathe.
Yeah.
So I don't, I would, yeah, I don't agree that the Pacers don't play defense. Now, if their best defense is, hey, if we give up two here, we'll outscore them on the other end. That's one thing, but they definitely play defense.
But that's all I'm hearing. That's all I'm hearing. Pacers don't play defense. They just put up points. We play defense. So I just let you know we play defense, and it's just like we just put them in bad situations that, hey, they foul. Like this whole series, Brunson and Cat been in foul trouble. So they have to play people like Wright and I don't know why Robinson didn't play a lot today, but, you know, I'm just happy. We're looking for game five. I think we'll end it off game five.
All right. Well, let me fast forward with you. Let's talk Pacers Thunder. What do we got? What are we thinking? Let's do it early.
I like my Pacers, but I like how OKC plays. So I'm a realistic. I put it like this. It depends on how our bench and our role players play. Because we cannot stop a SGA. Holmgren is good. And the Williams, both of the Williams, man, I call OKC from the beginning. So I hate to say it, I might stay with OKC. I think I'll go six. But I won't be mad if the Pacers win. So I'm thinking right now, I'm thinking OKC.
All right, Johnny. Well, sorry tonight wasn't the champagne popper. Thanks for the call. Knicks had an opportunity. They've had plenty of opportunities. I think he's referring a little, too, to Mark's call. Mark in California has been calling. We've been talking Knicks. Mark was going to, he told me, was going to go to one of these games, and then he said he was going to go to game five. I forgot to ask him if he still has plans to go to game five. Mark, do you still have plans to go to game five? I would wager that you don't, but, you know, maybe.
Not a shot!
what did he say there again? Not a shot?
Now I'm starting to doubt it. It's either not a shot or no shot.
Well, our discussion earlier tonight was he wanted to blame everything on the Knicks, and I'm trying to give some credit to the Pacers because I'm an equal opportunity sports fan. Once I get past my pettiness, then I'll be able to give you. So I do apologize that, especially to Indiana fans, that sometimes you just gotta let me tweet through it, you know? I'm a sports fan. I'm not going to apologize for that. So in one sentence, I said, I apologize and I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize that I'm a sports fan and I have sports fans' feelings. Because I do come from a place where I care about this stuff. Even when I try not to, you know? Sometimes I'm all, oh, AI's going to ruin us. It is. Or there's other problems in the world. There are. And I think sports, at the end of the day, they shouldn't take up this much of my actual emotion. I can talk about them professionally. That's my job, and I'll do that. But yet, here I am. As these games go on, I can barely contain myself. So I think I detach myself from this emotion. I actually might be as bad off as I've ever been. I'm tethered to it. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Looks like we're getting Thunder Pacers. Looks like we're getting a Stanley Cup rematch. Talk about what you're more interested and focused on when we return. And again, hear from some of those Pacers. Hear from some of those Knicks. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.